you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, is there a draft in here? What's that breeze? Cool. Keep it on. Are you okay? Feel a little chilly.
I'm feeling free as a bird, yes.
No video, please. What's going on with this no pants protest?
Webcam is off. Webcam is definitely off. So off.
Thank goodness. Man, Healing Revolution Friday continues. We're getting really revolutionary. Twitter is protesting the government shutdown by taking off its pants. Should we go pantsless? I think Super Don sounds like he already is.
I'm already there. I've got my SpongeBob SquarePants boxers on today.
Okay, good. So that's safe for viewing, but we're not going to look. Let your imagination run wild, all you Super Don fans out there. So the no pants, you know, in fact, I'm going to protest the no pants protest by putting on extra pants. It's going to get warm in here. Because I think we need to learn that life goes on without government, at least to the extent that it is in our lives, or are they trying to attempt to make it in our lives? And in fact, they do succeed at that. You know, one thing the government is good at, I'll give them props for, intervention. That's like number one. They're the best in the universe. Government is good at intervening in your lives. If you had a neighbor that intervened in your life as much as government did, who could blame you for, you know, we talked about the homicidal thoughts. I mean, come on, really? So one of the things we need to learn is that, yes, we can get by without so much government. Now, I have, you know, people say, well, you're an anarchist. Well, no. Read the Constitution. It said there were some specific things that government could do. You know, protect you.
Who was that? Was that Harry Reid that said that to you?
Yeah, we're anarchists, or we're arsonists, but no, we're not arsonists now because we got no pants. There's nothing to burn.
Terrorists.
So, hey, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Hour 2. We're heading to the weekend. I think I'm actually going to have a day off this week because last week, Richard Pearl asked me to host a show, and he didn't call this week, thank goodness. Love him dearly, but I'm not doing a show on Saturday, no matter what you say. I'm just going to take a day off. So,
all right.
Be on the lookout
for that. You deserve it. Hardest working man in health talk radio. No joke.
Yeah, well, we got to do it. Now, one of the things that we talk about protesting, I'm making sure that nobody in my family wears anything pink during the month of October.
Right.
Pinktober, not in the Bell family. Okay? And the reason being, this idea of pink washing everything, it got ridiculous from the first day they wore a pink ribbon. And I understand, listen, you know, don't say I'm being mean to people who wear pink ribbons, but I'm just asking you to see a little deeper into what you're doing. If you think that wearing a pink ribbon, or you're in the football game, you're wearing pink socks, and you throw a penalty flag, it's pink too, that suddenly is going to make everybody all better, it's not, because everything that is designed to do is provide for the creation of even more cancer. I know it's kind of rude to some probably not our listeners. I don't know. I mean, we get new listeners to be going, wait a second, Robert Scott Bell said he doesn't like the pink ribbon stuff. No, right. I don't, because it does nothing to get to the heart of what really causes breast cancer, much less other cancers. And so, Super Don, have you confronted anybody out there that's wearing a pink ribbon and actually said, do you realize what that pink ribbon really stands for, really means, not what you think it means?
I have on a couple of occasions. I don't generally try and go out and get into fisticuffs with people, although sometimes I'm tempted.
Yeah.
But there have been on a couple of occasions. Like one time, I was in the store, and you know the 5-hour energy drink.
Right. Yep.
They had pink ones of those.
Oh no!
And I was like, "You've got to be kidding me! Really, a pink 5-hour energy? I mean, do you know what is in that bottle?" And I actually got into a conversation. The people in line about how ridiculous it is that everything's got pink on it these days.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you remember we talked about the pink buckets of Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, that, you know that's going to prevent cancer. You know, does it come with a free, you know, a coupon for a free mammogram, much like, you know, the drugstores on the corner? Coupons for
right.
free photo processing if you just get this mercury-laden flu shot?
Right.
Man, I don't know if I'm a bit ornery or I just don't care anymore. I mean, I really do care. You know that I do. But there's sometimes you just go, man, some people you just can't help. They're more invested in emotional feel-good kind of things instead of realizing that there are some real things that a ribbon are not going to remedy. In fact, the remedy stands for raising money, in this case, for so-called breast cancer research or making sure women, girls, whatever, get ionizing radiation and other scans right. that actually cause the cancer. So rather than promoting the use of selenium, which we discussed this week, the idea that you have to sue the government in order to know the truth about a supplement, about a food, and if you dare say what it does to prevent cancer, that you're a criminal that will be found much quicker than they find the actor who portrayed Osama bin Laden getting killed 10 years after he was likely already dead.
Right.
So.
Yes, sir. So, pink washing. You know, it's funny, as we're sitting here talking about this, I found a Facebook page called the Pink Washing Hall of Shame. And
really?
They show all of these different products. I had no idea. I mean, like Campbell's tomato soup, there's a picture of all these tomato soups on the shelf, and they're all pink.
Mm-hmm.
Pink
mm-hmm.
cans of tomato soup, and there's just, you know, like craft stores with temporary tattoos that are pink and all this stuff. And it's crazy.
Super Don, most of the things that you eat that are pink will cause mm-hmm. cancer.
Right.
I mean, because, I don't know, maybe there's something edible in nature that is really pink, like the pink you see on all these ribbons, or in this story, and I believe we have it linked out if you haven't sent it out already, out of Ottawa, Canada, where they're seriously taking pink washing to just ridiculous levels here.
Yeah,
this pink campaign.
This one in particular here kind of caught my eye because I never in a million years would have thought of this being something that I would buy in pink.
Like a lot of homeowners, Mitch and Chris DeRoche are forking out a few thousand for a new furnace after theirs conked out.
Make way for the pink furnace.
But this installation is different.
You here for our pink furnace?
Yeah, Matt from Auto Home Service.
Make way for the pink furnace.
Make way for the pink furnace.
What?
And is it like supersized or is it mini-sized? I see the picture. Yeah. I guess it looks like a little furnace there.
This is an actual... a full-size forced air furnace unit that they're installing in these people's house. And basically, this is the backstory on this. They were both people that had a relative that had died of cancer. I think it was pancreatic cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so they wanted to do something to support, you know, the cause. And so this is what they decided on, pink furnace.
Hmm. Well, I'm sure there's more to this story than meets the eye, because the eye is kind of, you got to kind of put sunglasses on looking at this pink furnace. But again, it's hidden away. But were they trying? Again, they're trying to probably raise money or donate money. Is there another? Go ahead and run that next clip on this line.
Definitely pink.
Ottawa Home Services installs furnaces and air conditioners and decided to heat up the pink campaign with an innovative idea. For every hot pink furnace they install, they're donating $200 to the Ottawa Regional Cancer Foundation.
Ottawa Regional Cancer Foundation, and our listeners up in Canada, and we have loads of them. We love you, our friends to the north. Is the Ottawa Regional Cancer Center, do they specialize in homeopathy, IV chelation detoxification? Do they specialize in selenium nutrient supplementation? No?
No, I don't think so.
So, again, waste. This is not going to help really with the issue of why cancer exists, much less how to remediate it without causing 100 other problems, even more cancers. So, you know, if they're going to spend $200, I mean, can't they support, let's say, causes that really prevent cancer? Let's hear what they say in clip three.
It was a slam dunk for me as soon as Chris contacted me and mentioned that this was an opportunity for us to be able to support cancer by putting in a pink furnace. I thought, what a great way to help support the cancer cause.
Good conversation piece, I guess.
Wait a minute.
He
said he wanted to support cancer?
That's what he
obviously didn't mean that, but I just caught that. He said he wanted to support cancer.
You know, that's kind of a Freudian slip. Because,
it
you know,
is,
I don't,
actually. Isn't
I don't believe that that's what he wants to do, but I think that inadvertently spirit is telling him something and telling everybody something. That if you donate to this cause in this way, through these hospitals that treat with chemo radiation surgery exclusively, and they shout down anything like homeopathy and detoxification, that you are indeed more likely supporting cancer.
Supporting
than
cancer.
Than you are supporting the great details that we talk about here in really undoing cancer from happening ever again.
Right.
Very
right.
Interesting.
Huh?
Do they have any other products we should know about? Because, I mean, we could rush out to the Home Depot or something. Get
absolutely.
Some paint.
Check this out.
The Pink Furnace campaign ends October 18th, but the company is already looking towards the spring with another campaign, and yes, pink air conditioners.
Oh, no.
I don't know. It seems funny to me. It's hard to take these companies seriously because, I mean, you could just make anything pink. I mean, what's next? Is there going to be a company that's going to be making pink toilets? I bought a pink toilet to support cancer.
Well, here,
research.
All you need to eat is like Frankenberry cereal, and you could have a pink toilet like I had as a kid.
I guess. No, on the outside, not the inside.
Oh, on the outside. Oh, on the inside,
yeah.
Sorry.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
we couldn't go a whole day without one poopy joke, could we?
Yeah, I know. But and it was you this time. Not even, it wasn't even
it was me. I'll admit it. It was me. Of course, we're pantsless, so you know if you have to rush off to the, you know what, it'll be a lot easier for you.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So I don't know.
Does it feel like Friday to you? It does feel like Friday to me, Friday. I feel like I'm just unwinding here. By the way, if you want to call in and participate in the Friday version, the Healing Revolution on the Robert Scott Bell Show, right now, dial us up. 866-939-2355.
Yeah, in fact, you know what? Here's what I'd like. You know, for people who are listening, if there's something outrageous that you have actually seen that's been pinkwashed, something that we haven't mentioned here on the air, call us in. You know, call in and let us know what it is. The most outrageous thing that you have seen yourself that has been pinkwashed and for sale in a store.
Yeah, also, I want to revisit the Mexican food story. You know, because we got somebody angry. I mentioned Chipotle the other day. A guy may have been from Mexico, and he was very upset. And I just didn't get why he was upset. Maybe we can have somebody from Mexico call in. That would be cool. We'll get some first-hand knowledge of what we're talking about here. All right, you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Healing Revolution Edition. Go to robertscottbell.com. Please say thank you to all our wonderful sponsors. They make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. We'll be right back.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast is 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show, if you're feeling it in a good way. We didn't go into great detail on the, it wasn't a shooter, but it was a car driver with her one and a half year old yesterday. But I want to remind you, evidently, psychiatric drugs involved again. No big surprise there. But we wish the psychiatrist would ask about the food that people are eating, the heavy metals that they might be contaminated with, etc. And then we, you know, we'd be better off in dealing with, like we talked about with Dr. King last hour, the whole idea of, you know, a different understanding of how the psyche is affected, impacted by physiology as well, much less the emotions. So, speaking of emotions, there was somebody that was pretty hot under the collar when we talked about the Chipotle story the other day, Don?
We were talking about Chipotle and about the story surrounding them and the food industry going after them because they were pointing out some of the truths about factory farming and industrial, you know, food practices.
Right.
And, his name was Carlos, wasn't it?
I think so. And like you said, he was just ticked off. He's like, how dare they call themselves Mexican food? And I'm like, look, that wasn't the point of me bringing it up at all. I don't want to offend any Mexicans.
The other point he was trying to make was that he was saying that Mexicans were being exploited by Chipotle by being hired at minimum wages and being used and things.
Right,
where did that come from?
But that's an entry-level job working in fast food, isn't it? I mean, is that what you call exploitation?
I mean, it is, but that's quite an accusation. But, you know, it was a perspective we hadn't considered, and we're open to all perspectives on all issues. So it's something that, you know, we do want to follow up on, at least take a look at.
Well, I asked for someone with honest-to-goodness Mexican heritage to call in, and we have she's filled with vitamin L. We love her dearly, and we get to see her once in a while out to help Freedom Expos and things, and she's great. Her whole family's wonderful. Her name's Shirazad, and she actually does come originally from Mexico, and I thought we'd get her into the conversation here. Shirazad, you're on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome back, my friend.
Hello, Robert. How are you?
Hello. We're much better with you around. Your smiling face, I can see it now. Now, did you hear Super Don and I talking about the whole Chipotle thing the other day?
Yes, I have. And I was in Facebook, and I even read the comment of Carlos, I think his name. Yes, I mean, it was a little bit extreme, like Super Don said. Yes, I agree.
No, he's very passionate, obviously very passionate about the topic, and it's you know, we are not encouraging the exploitation of anybody. at all. But, you know, it's funny. You sent me an email that I got this morning, Chirzan, and you made a comment about an impression that I did, I think, back on Tuesday. Who was it that I was trying to sound like?
Speedy Gonzalez.
Speedy Gonzalez. I didn't even remember that, so I had to go back into the archive. I had to go back into the archive to hear what I sounded like, and I pulled that. Here's me trying to sound like Speedy Gonzalez.
Go, keep it up.
Now, yeah.
Hey!
We got a... The mood has just gotten lighter.
Arriba, arriba.
I think, Sherazade, that doesn't sound like Speedy Gonzalez, does it?
He actually did pretty good. I love it.
Well, in all fairness to Speedy Gonzalez, I had to give him his due. So here really is what Speedy Gonzalez sounds like.
Now, of course, that's the one I grew up on. Yeah.
Sherazade,
let me ask you, in all seriousness, I was concerned because we covered a couple of stories this week about those coming from Mexico into America and not doing well. Diabetes being exploded, the syndrome X, things like that. Also, there was an interesting cancer story. They had a lot more cancer, but at the same time, they lived longer than the white folks of America who were being treated for cancer with expensive chemotherapy. I thought those two stories were rather interesting.
Yes, and I agree that my race, especially, you know, I think it's divided because a lot of them really do believe in nature and staying with the doctors because they think it's really afraid. They see what's been happening to their own parents when they approach doctors, like myself. So my mom, you know, like I sent a letter, my mom went through a lot of problems with diabetes. And doctors told her it was fine. She can eat anything she wanted, not as it was sweet, anything, as long as she took her pills. And that drove me crazy. Drove me crazy because I used to tell my mom, no, mom, it's about diet. But of course, I was busy raising my little guys, and I didn't know a lot about things, just my instinct. We always said no to GMOs. That's the thing. 98, 97, 96, 95, when they were talking about it, and we were horrified about them.
Right.
A lot of people were so happy about it.
All right. Well, let's stick around, Sherazade. I got a couple more questions. We do have to talk about GMOs. I'm glad she brought that up. And, of course, the reason being your food is your medicine is your food, but we want to make sure all the cultures of the world get this message. Go back to the ancestors. They knew what they were doing. They knew what they were talking about. They knew what they were eating. We do not anymore, and we want to. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
There is a single botanical that contains all the vitamins, minerals, amino and omega fatty acids necessary for optimal health. Moringa oleifera, a tree conveyed from the mind of God to the hands of man. Recognized by the National Institutes of Health as the Botanical of the Year for 2007, praised again in 2011 and 2012, valued worldwide for its ability to treat over 300 diseases. One major reason that disease is so pervasive is that we aren't getting proper nutrition from our food. Moringa provides nutrient values that simply do not exist in the food chain. But not all Moringa products are created equal. Zija's Moringa products are pristine, shade-dried, bioavailable, organic, and not genetically modified. To obtain optimal health through superfood nutrition while working personally with Ty Bollinger and his team of research scientists and medical doctors, visit MoringaMagicTeam.com or call Ty at 281-509-9799, 281-509-9799.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell, Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational. And it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if you're hungry, it's a place to eat organic, non-GMO, even. Could it be? Yeah, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don here. Scott's on the board, 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. No pants hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I don't know if Sherazade's participating, but I know Super Don is. I'm putting on extra pants because I'm protesting the protest. I want government to be smaller. I want it to be minimalist because I believe it's designed, at least in an American experiment, to protect our rights, not to trample upon them. And one of those ways it tramples upon them is by, well, forcing us to participate in the number 3, 2, or 1 leading cause of death, modern medicine, the medical monopoly. That is not health care, that is disease management. Now, we were talking about food with Sherazade, and I think she's still on the line. Our wonderful friend. She hails originally from Mexico. And, you know, we were also joking off the air about how, you know, you can have a chip on your shoulder about so many things that you can look back at the Speedy Gonzalez cartoons and go, that was offensive. You know, Mel Blanc with all of his voices that he did. But, Super Don, you pointed out as well, Elmer Fudd. Who's protesting Elmer Fudd?
You know, I mean, I'm trying to think of all the cartoons. I think the majority of the ones that were, I suppose, could say were portrayed as of low intelligence or just kind of ridiculous were not of any particular ethnic group other than, you know, white, Caucasian, right?
Do you remember when Robin Williams did Elmer Fudd? He was singing a Ricky Lee Jones song or something. I'm widening my call.
Yes, I do remember that. I do remember that, yes.
Yeah, so Elmer Fudd was making fun of white folks, Americans, and we're okay with that. Listen, Sherazad, I love you dearly. You know that. Your whole family is wonderful. You've taken a turn for the better, utilizing the natural principles that guide us all here, and feeding your kids healthily. We were just talking about the issue of some of these medical issues with those coming from foreign lands and Mexico to America and adopting more American food. But even if they're eating their traditional diet, how much of that diet is organic, Sherazad, when they come to America? I mean, are they getting organic maize, corn, or is it GMO corn? What are they eating?
Oh, I'm sorry, Robert. Yes. Well, in Mexico, they do the GE corn. I know. I mean, and it's very sad that my country, you know, has, I will still sell out a little bit to Monsanto. You know, it's just sad. I know that some families, you know, they have their own corn and it's organic and they make tortillas from there. And that's awesome. And over here, we look for organic tortillas because we love them, you know, it's part of, it's part of our culture. And I used to eat them a lot for everything until I found out they were super GMOs because I got so scared and I would stop eating them. So we found them organic or I can make it myself.
Beautiful, so. Beautiful. But, I mean, I think this is a big part of the problem. If you don't go back to your ancestry and find out the food that they were eating is actually quite different than what we call food today. And I get the point of the guy saying it's not, like, Chipotle's not real Mexican food, but I'm not coming from the heritage, so I don't have that attachment one way or the other. For me, it's about the quality of the food. You know, I think it's pretty obvious that it's not authentic Mexican for someone who's from Mexico, but, you say, well, we're not eating there because of that, or maybe you just stay home and prepare your own food.
Well, sometimes, you know, we choose to do that a lot, just show our kids by example, but when I don't want to cook and when it's Friday or Saturday, I don't feel like cooking, Chipotle is the best option because, I mean, I do appreciate that they have non-GMO products, even organic juices, organic milk for the kids, you know. I mean, I do appreciate that they do that, they're trying their best. I think it is kind of authentic. You know, considering there's no Taco Bell, there's no Del Taco, those places, yeah, those are really fake. It's not GMO, super GMO. But this place, no, I mean, Spotters have real beans, green black beans, and then I think in the salsa, the guacamole is real. It's not from a box, it's real smashed avocado.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's appreciated. It's appreciated. I don't agree with the person attacking, saying that, you know, the people that they hire are, they're getting abused or whatever, you know, it's wrong. You know, you need to do research and support a little bit more what the efforts of, you know, either employees and owners of doing the best.
Well, right now, I mean, the economy is such that to have a job, I had to go turn my computer in to get repaired. I had to go to the mall earlier today, and I saw 30 kids, basically kids. I mean, they were adults, but kids, lined up for one job at a video game store, GameStop. You know, to show you how desperate people are for work, that 30 people line up for one job in a GameStop in a shopping mall. Listen, we gotta outcreate this because the government's not solving it, nor do I expect them to. So we gotta find something that is valuable, a service, a craft, something that you make, something that you do. That's why I encourage people to become healers.
Yes, I agree with you. I was telling my husband the other day that because he said, what's going to happen with the economy, no jobs, and I said, honey, we need to create that. That's going to be a new job, is to create them, to create the jobs and try to make stuff on our own, and maybe, like you said, community. Community, we're going to have to try a little at a time, but we're going to have to go back.
Yeah. Well, listen, the American, what we talk about, when I was at the ANMA, the Trinity School was there as well. Trinity School of Natural Health, yeah. A nice option for those of you to want to learn at a distance to become a healer of some kind, from a nutritionist all the way up to a naturopath. That's a good option. And Sherazad, love to the whole family. Big hugs all the way around. We appreciate you being part of the Friday show. You made it very special for me.
Oh, thank you so much, Robert, and you, Superdon. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And I apologize,
love you.
To your, I apologize to your husband for Don for not wearing pants this hour.
Good thing there's no video, no camera, nothing. We can see nothing. Just like you said, imagination.
All right. Well, I will hear more. There's a real neat story about her son. We're out of time on the subject, though. We'll get to that. Recovery from wounds or breaks, things that can be done nutritionally. There's a great story. We'll get to that another time. Sherazad, again, thank you for calling. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good day.
Absolutely. Now, on the topic of GMOs, Oregon, where you are, Super Don, right now, before you do the Health Freedom Express all over the country, is evidently passed what they did on the federal level, a Monsanto Protection Act. Is that for real?
Unfortunately, they passed SB 633, which would prevent local governments from enacting or enforcing any measures which regulate agricultural, flower, nursery, blah, blah, blah products. So essentially, it would prevent counties and municipalities from banning GMO crops.
Really? I mean, this is, you know, you would talk about state nullification of the federal government. You got to now, in Oregon, as a human being, to nullify the state. Because even the states get out of hand here, and they're purchased by Syngenta, Monsanto, the biotech industry. And, of course, that's the problem with centralization of power. Then the people, the power is taken away from them, given to government, which is bought out by the corporations on all of these levels. And then they say, you people are screwed. You can't say no to GMO, which, of course, we encourage you to do all the time here. And, you know, on top of that, you know, the idea of, you know, those fast food things. Remember Mike Adams did the thing on the chicken nugget to show the hairs growing off of it, bizarre. Now you got other folks that are looking into this thanks to what Mike did. And it's pretty astounding that they're finding little to no chicken in the so-called chicken nuggets.
We already suspected that anyway. But, yeah, thanks to Mike and this new project he's got where he's putting things under these, you know, these laboratory-quality microscopes and taking a look at things, it's amazing the stuff that he's finding. And he's also got that new show. Own that he's doing there where he's, you know, looking into this stuff. But, yeah, and in fact, you know, it was kind of neat. Our buddy Ben Swan, he did a thing last week about Monsanto, and in the video, which I believe we've got it linked in the show notes, his page there, he goes in and actually mentions Natural News. And Natural News talking about GMOs and stuff, but he also points out some of the things that we've talked about Monsanto, the revolving door, right?
Right.
The revolving door between, you know, Monsanto, the big corporations, and government. And he does a brilliant job here of talking about one guy that we've talked about. He's kind of the poster boy for, you know, crony capitalism, Mike Taylor.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, of course, from the GMO president himself hiring this guy. And I think it'd be worthwhile playing this clip. I know it's a little long, but I think Ben Swan does such great research and delivers it so beautifully. Let's go ahead and run that Ben Swan clip on the GMO issue.
In 1994, the USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service hired a new administrator, Mike Taylor. Taylor had worked for the FDA in the 1970s, and then in the 1980s, he became a private sector lawyer for a firm that represented Monsanto. In 1994, Taylor takes over the FSIS and remains in that post until 1996. 1996, GMO foods begin showing up on the plates of Americans' homes. After 1996, Mike Taylor goes back into the private sector, and this time goes to work for Monsanto itself. For the next 16 months, he works directly for the company. In 2009, he returns to the public sector, now leading the food side of the FDA. In fairness, Mike Taylor says he is not Monsanto's man. That claims that he is bought and paid for could not be further from the truth. In fairness, I don't know if that's true or not. What I do know is that regardless of whether or not it's true, the revolving door of government and private sector and the big advantages that big corporations have in the system is undeniable. Monsanto's influence over food supply is troubling. Their ability to seemingly prevent GMO labeling, also troubling. Their connections with people like Mike Taylor, who have the ability to control what does and does not show up on our family's tables, whether nefarious or not, certainly smells like crony capitalism.
Hmm. Well, yeah.
I mean, what can you say to that? I mean, brilliant way of laying that out and showing how that works. And unfortunately, what Mike Taylor did is something that we see all the time. We just covered something very similar to that, didn't we, Robert?
Yeah, indeed. The revolving door with Obamacare, the gal that supposedly was the architect of it, according to Max Baucus, you know, coming from Big Pharma, their lobbying arm, the insurance industry, now leaving for Johnson & Johnson to continue to promote. And she, you know, you're not rewarded for doing something bad to that industry. I mean, she wouldn't get a cushy J&J job had she not done her job in what, orchestrating the take or the final takeover of a huge part of the economy, but it's an artificial economy because we're induced into illness by government intervention and corporatism, corporate welfare. And Ben Swan knows this all so well and did a great job. So check him out. We've got the links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We're almost to the weekend here. Hang on just a little longer.
Almost there.
I think we got some good vibrations and delicious reporting to do before we hit the weekend. You definitely got to hear about this story.
Oh.
Yeah, this is going to be a forking a good time coming up after the break on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I appreciate y'all being here, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Clarella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy color. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A
healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
I know you're getting hungry. The weekend's here. You're ready to indulge, but you don't know when to stop. How do you know when to stop eating? That's the hardest thing. I've never been able to figure that out. I just keep eating, never stop eating. Well, it looks like somebody has remedied that, but I don't exactly know if that's Super Don, this story is just kind of, was this really at a home show, or was it at some other show we
can't
talk about?
No, this is actually the Consumer Electronics Show that's going on right now. They've always come out with these great products, and this particular guy had a product that I could not pass up looking into.
Well, you know how much I have a problem when I start using a regular fork. I just don't know when to put the food down. I keep eating. My wife goes, right, honey, you can stop now. Look at me. No, I'm not a tub of goo. And no, I do know how to stop eating and when to stop. But come on, are there really people that need this device? This is an incredible thing, and what do they call this? Oh, let's just play the clip, because you're not going to believe what they came out with at the Consumer Electronics Device. Run this number one here.
We created Happy Labs to help people take control of their happiness, health, and fitness. You know, we believe that 50% of your health comes from what you eat, and that's where Happy Fork is going to help.
What did he say? Super Don, you got to help me.
I believe that is Happy Fork.
Happy Fork.
It didn't sound. He has a French accent, so the R is kind of messed up there.
Okay, all right.
Happy Fork is what it's called.
So yeah, we were not happy until the Happy Fork came about, and now we know it does some really neat things. And it's like for the next generation, perhaps, that hadn't figured this out, right? They grow up, their mom stops giving them, like, spoon-feeding them whatever, hopefully homemade, organic, non-GMO baby food if you do that.
Right.
But, you know, the kids today, they don't know. They need electronics. They need to be texted when to eat, when to stop.
Yeah.
Maybe we can tie a Happy Fork. I don't know exactly yet what it does, but maybe in this next clip it'll be clearer.
It's connected to your mobile phone. It's tracking three important data: the time you start eating, the length of your meal. It's going to track as well the number of times I'm bringing the food to my mouth.
The food.
I got to have the food. I don't know how often I put the food into my mouth. I got to have a fork to tell me. Track me.
Mobile phone. Yes.
I wonder if this is an NSA app. I mean,
I don't know, but I guess you can attach it to your phone somehow, and it like tracks how fast you eat.
Somehow they'll tie this into Obamacare, like the FDA will play it out. If you're, you know, putting a fork of something in that's, like, not genetically modified, they'll go, you know, that fork goes right back down. But
I guess the next question is, how exactly does this tell you if you're eating too fast, right?
Yeah.
And it vibrates?
Very important, yes. It's going to be tracking the interval, the time between each fork serving. So if you eat too fast, it's going to be having like a gentle vibration and the LED indicator when I bring the food here.
Oh, I'm starting to get wind of why they might be calling this the happy fork.
I don't know. If I'm trying to eat and all of a sudden my fork starts to vibrate, I'm going to fling my food across the room or something. I don't want my fork to vibrate.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about this, and I just... I have a feeling that there's other people are not going to be using it the way this guy is describing it. Is there another audio clip on how this thing is? I mean, is there a way we can get some pictures here or something?
This app works so that you can also put other stuff in the app.
Yeah, the happy is here also. You can take pictures of what you're eating, but you will visualize your stats. So the happy fork comes with a mobile application.
The happy fork.
Fork. With happy fork.
Happy fork, yes. Comes with a mobile something or other.
Fork.
You can take pictures. Of course. what you did a story. Remember there was a story about food porn?
Yeah, that's right.
Remember? The pictures of food look so good. That's food porn.
So good. You can't they call yourself food porn. Yeah.
Right. Now, this fork is probably made just for those happy pictures.
Happy and fork for food porn. Yeah,
the question is this going to be affordable? Will the average person be able to get a happy fork?
It will be available in February at Kickstarter, launching in the United States in Q2. Cost is $99.
Wow.
A happy fork for $99.
I don't. That's the theme song for the happy fork now?
Yeah, well, you know, I guess this would be the theme music for the happy fork for $99.
Well, actually,
this is Tone Loc. With Tone Loc, it would be $50, I guess. I don't know.
It'll make your food holler. All right. Oh,
said.
My gosh. Where have we gone? Thank you,
happy
Scott.
Happy fork.
You're doing some great
I don't know how I've been happy eating until now.
Until now. Well, you can let us know. We've got the weekend to think about it. I'll be back, hopefully, on Sunday to broadcast live on Talk. Where are we on? Natural News Radio. That's right. NaturalNewsRadio.com. As well as GCNLive.com. All the links are up at RobertScatBell.com. And, of course, say thanks to Dr. Frank King, the Healing Revolution, and all of our wonderful sponsors who make this frivolous fork possible. Come on back. The water's warm. Create a wonderful weekend. We're just here to remind you that the power to heal is still yours.
See you Sunday.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.